Despite overcast skies and chilly wet weather, local summer shows and events are approaching. Utah Arts Festival officials have announced Nico Case will headline the 2012 Summer Solstice Show on June 16th at Library Square in downtown Salt Lake City. Festival spokesperson Eugenie Hero Jaffe says the show is a fundraiser for the 2012 Utah Arts Festival, which begins June 21st at the same location.
We do it just because we set up the amphitheater stage early, and we had this big, beautiful stage sitting there at Library Square, and we figured we better use it while we build the rest of the festival.
The show brings in an additional $30,000 to $35,000 for the $1.5 million festival, which Executive Director Lisa Sewell says will open with Americana musicians James McMurtry and Mike Ferris. She adds this year a sculpture artist will create a 20-ton sand sculpture over the course of the festival.
And our moniker this year is Where Art Lives. So it's a great way to kick off summer, good way to bring the community together to celebrate the arts and to experience the arts in downtown Salt Lake, which is fabulous.
And keep an ear open for the lineup announcement for the 2012 Twilight Concert Series, a series of free concerts held annually in July and August at Salt Lake City's Pioneer Park. Casey Jarman, Programs Director for the Salt Lake City Arts Council, says he'll announce the artist and any logistical changes to this year's festival in the next 2 weeks. He says officials are once again struggling to find funding to pay for the popular event.
They do have some challenges in front of them as far as what it takes now to bring in some of the higher profile artists in the country and do that in a way that we can provide that series not only for this summer, but for future summers. And that's what I'm working on very hard right now.
Last year, the growing costs prompted the council to seek text message donations. But Jarman says that effort was unsuccessful. The festival is currently funded through a combination of grants, sponsorships, and money from Salt Lake City coffers. And summer events at the Gallivan Center in Salt Lake City begin June 2nd with the Viva SLC Rock Festival. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.